I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, October 7th. Attorney General Andrea Campbell's lawsuit against the town of Milton set to take center stage at the state's highest court today. The suit came after voters rejected a plan that would have complied with a state law requiring more multifamily homes be built near MBTA stations. Communities all over the Bay State will be watching what happens in court closely. That's because Milton is really the first community to challenge the MBTA Communities Act and then to be sued by the Attorney General for doing so. Back in February, voters in Milton shot down a zoning plan that could have cleared the way for hundreds of new housing units. The MBTA Community Act aims to solve the state's housing shortage by compelling cities and towns to make it easier to build new multifamily housing near public transportation. In all 177 communities that the state deemed having varying levels of access to the T are covered by the law, including Quincy. Attorneys for the town of Milton argue the state housing guidelines are excessive and that Milton should not be considered a rapid transit community, which carries a higher zoning requirement because the Mattapan trolley that runs through town is too slow to be considered rapid. They also argue that Campbell overstepped her authority because they believe the legislature specifically limited the punishment for non-compliance to loss of state funding. Campbell insists the law does not allow for communities to opt out of the new zoning requirements, and she's seeking a court-ordered compliance. Ultimately, the Supreme Court will decide after hearing oral arguments today. Briefs of support have been filed on both sides of the issue. We likely will not have the resolution anytime soon because the Supreme Court typically takes several weeks to issue its rulings. The state's highest court will hear arguments next month whether to dismiss two of the three charges against Karen Reed, who's accused of hitting and killing her Boston police officer boyfriend after a night of drinking in Canton. Supreme Court scheduled the argument for November 6th, the day after Election Day. Reed's defense team filed the petition on September 23rd, and the state has yet to respond with their own brief. Reed's retrial is scheduled for January. Her defense argues that according to 5 of the 12 jurors, the jury reached a final unanimous decision to acquit her of murder and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Reportedly, the jury only disagreed about the manslaughter charge, which carries lesser included offenses of involuntary manslaughter and motor vehicle homicide. According to the brief filed with the Supreme Court, her defense team argues that retrying Reed on all three charges would violate double jeopardy. In August, the judge denied Reed's defense their motion to dismiss those charges. The judge said that double jeopardy is not triggered because the only unanimous act of the jury was their representation to the court that they were at an impasse. The highly publicized murder trial has resulted in a wrongful death suit and discipline for some investigators, including Trooper Michael Proctor, who was relieved of duties by state police the day the mistrial was declared. The man accused in a stabbing spree on the South Shore was arraigned on serious charges Friday. 26-year-old Jared Revisa, facing assault to murder and assault and battery charges for allegedly stabbing two McDonald's employees at a rest stop on Route 3 in Plymouth back in May. Revisa will be arraigned in Plymouth District Court. He's also accused of stabbing four young girls at a Braintree movie theater that very same day. He's facing the same charges for that incident. All of the victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A police investigation is underway in Canton after a man was shot in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Canton police and fire responded to the reports of a shooting at the complex on Arboretum Way at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Officers arriving on scene located a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound. He was treated on scene, administered 2 units of blood, and then taken to a Boston hospital. Canton Police Chief Helena Rafferty confirmed that a male and a female were taken into custody at the scene and that the shooting is related to a previous incident that occurred at the same apartment on Saturday. In Saturday's incident, the brother of the shooting victim was taken into custody by police for violating a restraining order. The male and female suspects are brother and sister, and the shooting victim is the female suspect's ex-boyfriend. The shooting remains under investigation. Hotel workers from two Hilton locations in Boston have walked off the job after failing to reach an agreement on Friday with the hotels they've been bargaining with. According to Unite Here, Local 26, the union representing the workers, 600 workers are on strike at the Hilton Boston Logan and the Hilton Boston Park Plaza. Unlike the first wave of strikes, this latest wave does have a set and end date, meaning workers will remain on strike indefinitely until an agreement with the hotels for a new contract has been reached. Hilton said they're still in the process of negotiating with the union for a new contract. Since Labor Day weekend, more than 2,500 workers from 12 hotels throughout Boston have taken part in three waves of limited duration strikes, with each wave lasting 3 days. The union said 99% of hotel workers had voted to authorize a citywide strike at 36 properties whose previous contracts expired in August. Stoughton native and Olympic bronze medalist Frederick Richard returned to Stoughton High School yesterday for a celebration focused on his performance in Paris, where he represented his country in gymnastics. Richard spent more than an hour in the school's auditorium, where he did a question and answer session with those in attendance and received a key to the town. Stoughton High School principal Juliet Miller recalled Richard telling her he was going to go to the Olympics. Frederick said he is returning to the University of Michigan, and his preparations for the 2028 Games have already begun. Not one, but two people have won a $10 million prize from separate Massachusetts State Lottery scratch tickets. Lady Luck was on the side for the two players of $10 million Cash King and $10 million Cash Blast. Moneybags Capital Trust of Quincy claimed the Cash King prize on Friday. The trust was represented by David Spillane, who chose to receive a one-time payment of $6.5 million before taxes. The ticket was purchased at Joby Liquors on Cambridge Street in Boston. They'll receive a $50,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. The former president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce has died. Ron Zulick died last Tuesday at his Hingham home at the age of 86. Zulick served as president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce from 1978 to 2004. Zulick was born in Waterbury, Connecticut, and eventually came to Massachusetts after attending the University of Connecticut. He became a staunch supporter of restoring rail service to the South Shore and the redevelopment of Quincy Center. He was also active in many civic organizations, particularly trying to help the Albanian people in Kosovo, where he visited. Zulick was an instructor at the Chamber Institute at Notre Dame University. He also had a broadcast career with a minor league baseball team in Connecticut. Zulick is survived by his wife, three children, and seven grandchildren. The services were private. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow up 341. The NASDAQ rose 219. The S&P added 51. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $75 a barrel. In sports, the Dolphins beat the Patriots at Gillette Stadium yesterday 15-10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service is for rain off and on throughout the day today with a high of 63. The rain will taper off this evening, a low 51. Sunshine returns tomorrow, a high of 65. Sunny 63 on Wednesday and a sunny 61 on Thursday. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, wind southeast at 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots at times, high tide 2:53 p.m. Sunrise at 6:48, sets at 6:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, October 7th.